When you feel you cannot go on.
These feelings were relentless,
admits Adriana from Brazil.
So I concluded that it would be better to end my life.
Have you ever felt so bad that you no longer wanted to live? Then you may understand how Adriana felt. She suffered from acute anxiety and felt sad and hopeless. Adriana was diagnosed with clinical depression. Consider, too, a Japanese man named Kaoru, who cared for his sickly aged parents.
At the time, I was overwhelmed by extreme pressure at work,
he explains.
In time, I lost my appetite, and my sleep was terribly disturbed. I came to think how relieved I would be if I could just die.
A Nigerian man named Ojebodi says,
I was always sad to the point of shedding tears, so I looked for a means to end my life.
Thankfully, Ojebodi, Kaoru, and Adriana did not take their lives. But every year, hundreds of thousands do. Where to find help? Most people who commit suicide are men, many of whom felt too ashamed to ask for help. Jesus said that sick people need a physician. So if you have such feelings, please do not be ashamed to seek help. Many people who suffer from depression have found that medical treatment can help them to cope. Ojebodi, Kaoru, and Adriana all received professional help and now cope much better. Doctors may use medication or talk therapy or both to treat depression. Those who suffer also need the empathetic support of patient, caring family and friends. The best friend anyone can have is Jehovah God, who provides wonderful help in His Word, the Bible. Is there a permanent solution? Victims of depression often need prolonged treatment and have to learn how to cope by making adjustments to their lifestyle. But if you struggle with depression, you can look forward to a bright future, as does Ojebodi. He says,
I look forward to seeing the fulfillment of Isaiah 33:24, which foretells the time when no one on earth will say, I am sick.
Like Ojebodi, take comfort in God's promise of a new earth where pain will be no more. Revelation 21:1-4. That promise includes an end to all mental and emotional pain. Your painful feelings will be gone forever. Never again will your painful feelings be called to mind, nor will they come up into your heart. Isaiah 65:17. The following is supplementary information. Bible verses that can help. God understands your feelings. I, Jehovah your God, am grasping your right hand, saying to you, do not be afraid, I will help you. Isaiah 41:13. Jehovah understands our feelings better than anyone else, and He wants to help us. Meditate on God's Word. Elijah asked that he might die. He said, Oh, Jehovah, take my life away. 1 Kings 19:4.
Meditating on God's Word helped me,
says Ojebodi.
I realized that the prophet Elijah once felt just as I did.
Learn from Bible examples. I, Jesus, have made supplication for you, Peter, that your faith may not give out. Luke 22:32. After the Apostle Peter denied Jesus 3 times, his feelings were hard for him to bear, and he wept bitterly.
Peter's experience,
says Kaoru,
helped me to see that Jehovah and Jesus cared about Peter's feelings. This encouraged me.
End of article.